upon being a step grandfather into a boy in Eretz Yisrael.
A girl
in Eretz Yisrael. So you wish him Mazel Tov. Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Shehelon. Lechol Yisrael, Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Shehelon. Lechol Yisrael, Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Shehelon. Lechol Yisrael, Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Shehelon. Lechol Yisrael, Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Shehelon. Lechol Yisrael, Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Simen Tov, Mazel Tov, Shehelon. Lechol Yisrael, Simen Tov. Okay, also Sunday, we know we have Shia Sunday, continuing in the packets, 11:30, regular Sunday, Bez Hashem. Okay, we are now up to page 1450 of Yeshua's Yaakov. Yeshua's Yaakov, who's Rav Yeshua's Yaakov? Rav Yaakov Meshulam Orenstein. Yaakov Meshulam Orenstein, who was one of the great Gedolim. And he had a grandson, Svi Hirsch Orenstein, who also wrote in the Sefer. From the Gedolei Olam, it's unfortunate that in this generation people don't learn the Yeshua's Yaakov the way they should. So I'm bemoaning the fact that people are not learning Yeshua's Yaakov. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah quotes at every other page, Yeshua's Yaakov. Okay. Now, there are two parts of Yeshua's Yaakov over here. So the first part, I think, for you guys to understand that we really need a whole another packet. So we're going to start, we'll see if you want, if you really want me to make it, I can make another packet so you'll have a chance at understanding the first part of Yeshua's Yaakov. But the second, basically, I don't know if you realize what I did here. Yeshua's Yaakov is this massive, big sefer, so it's impossible to get the whole thing on the page. So basically, I had to Xerox the same page twice. First time, Xeroxing the first column, the bottom part, and then putting maneuvering it on the Xerox machine. And the second page is the second column on the left side. So he deals with the same question that we dealt with yesterday. That is, what's the din if a katan becomes a gadol on Motzai Yom Kippur? Is there a mitzvah of Tosefes or not? So we saw the lot who said, the Chatam Sofer says, the Chatam Sofer says that for sure he's not chayav, because you can't have a chiv of Tosefes if you're not mitzvah in the original. However, the Yeshua's Yaakov takes issue with this. So, on page 16, let's see what he says. So I put the arrow in on page 16 on the left side. Yesh nafkamina le'inyin katan. The kaimelon shenichnas lel achron achas Shabbos Acharshnas, I'm sorry. Yud Veishana Nasegadol. Pasul Asos Melachim B'Shabbos. Right, so in other words, V'gam Mechuyim Lusanos Min HaTorah B'Yom Kippur. Right, so the last night before he's 13, he's 13 that day, so we pass him and the day starts at night, the night before, by Erev Vayivoker. So therefore, he's going to, whatever Chiyuvim are going to come that day, he's already Chayim that night. So, if that night is Shabbos, then it's Chayiv in Shabbos. If that night is Yom Kippur, so it's Friday night, he becomes a Gadol, so now he's Chayiv in Shabbos. If the night of Yom Kippur, he becomes a Gadol, so then he's Chayiv in Yom Kippur. But what if he only becomes a Gadol what we discussed yesterday on Motzai Shabbos, or Motzai Yom Kippur, right? So we discussed yesterday the Chasam Sofer where the Zechiv Tosefes Lachareh. So look what he writes. Omnam Hadavar Poshet. You see where the arrow is? You say, well, we'll go further up. The last word alone is Mistapakti. He says, "Zeli zman rav nistapakti, if shenasa gadol b'motzai Shabbos, p'tchilas halayla." See, what if he becomes a gadol b'motzai Shabbos? Chayev b'tosefes Shabbos, l'man domer tosefes Shabbos dvar Torah. Okay, even the biyom haShabbos atzmo lo havi mechuyev lishmor atzmo shalom asus melacha, came in the akotam after tosefes Shabbos enu chalalov. Those are the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch and the discussion of the Chasam Sofer. Do you say that there's no Tosefes Shabbos if there was no Shabbos? So look what he's going to say. Omnam Hadover Poshut. He says it's Poshut to him. That came in the Shabbos Hayayom Sha'ovar. Elashu Machma Shalohaya Gadol Adai Lo Nischaivo. Mechuyiv Hu Kshenase Gadol B'Tosefes Shabbos. Lekayim Tosefes Shabbos. He says it's Poshut to him, not like the Chasam Sofer. He's Poshut to him that he disagrees with the Chasam Sofer. That if you become Bar Mitzvah on Motzai Shabbos, so then you're Chayiv in all mitzvahs as of Motzai Shabbos. So there's a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. So you're Chayiv in the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, midoraisa, even though what? You would never Chayiv in Shabbos that week. You Chayiv in Shabbos midrabbanan, mitamchinuch, or something like that. But he thinks it's a full chiyuv of Tosefes Shabbos. And what's his proof? Alamaze dome nildasa poskim kashvina shnei gadlus me'es le'es. Right, there's a big discussion in the poskim, when do you become bar mitzvah? Do you become bar mitzvah at night? No matter when you were born, say you were born 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So, and then on your birthday, you have to wait till 3 o'clock in the afternoon to become bar mitzvah, or the night before, the beginning of that day, you're bar mitzvah. So most of us normally hold that it's the night before. But when there are shittas that hold, it's me'es le'es. Meaning you have to have a 24-hour from till exactly when you were born. That's how you count the bar mitzvah. You count, 13 years in one day, me'es le'es. So the day you were born, you don't count it as day one, you count it from you were born 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so now on a Sunday, so 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday, you finish day one. And then you count that for 13 years and a day. So therefore, you'll only become bar mitzvah if you were born 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You only become a bar chiyuva at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Right? That there is a shittus like that. That's called me'es le'es. So he says, so what if you were born on Yom Kippur afternoon? What if you were born on Yom Kippur afternoon? So what's the story? So L'chora, before 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're not chayiv in Yom Kippur. So midaraisa, there's no chayiv. But the question is there chayiv on Yom Kippur? That was, for you, Yom Kippur starts 3 o'clock in the afternoon, or no? Whereas, again, we don't pass like this. We pass if you were born 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you'll still start Yom Kippur from the day before. Right? But there is a shita that says that Eis L'Eis. So if Nasa Godol be'emtza Yom HaShabbos, or in the middle of Shabbos, Chiyal Adas Shemutu Lasas Melocha B'Shabbos Atzmo B'na Torah. So as you say, you were born on Shabbos day, in the middle of the day, whatever. So you mean to say, and now you became a Godol on Shabbos. The year of your Bar Mitzvah was Shabbos. So what's the din? So Pashas, he's saying is, like Rabbi Masaryk pointed out, that you don't have to keep the first half of Shabbos midaraisa, midrabbanan, al tzchidah, you do. But as far as the Torah is concerned, you only start Shabbos when? In the middle of the day. In the middle of the day, you start Shabbos. Now, after 3 o'clock, he says it's Pashat, that's what the management pointed out, it's Pashat that what? That you have to keep from 3 o'clock on. Right, that's Pashat. Even though you weren't chayiv in the first half of Shabbos. But you were, so you start Shabbos 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's Pashat there. That's Pashat. But afterwards, he's certainly chayiv at Shabbos. He says it's also pashut to him that you have a chiyuv to start from 3 o'clock in the afternoon onward. He says, would it enter somebody's mind that no, that Shabbos, if you weren't chayiv in the first part of Shabbos, then you're not chayiv in the second, even though you became a gadol in the middle.
So he says like this. Ain't can tiny cloud, the tiny to be the shame may slays. The girl be tiny shows, the Zabor.
He says maybe the Gabi the tinyness is different, because by the tinyness it says, May Erev and Erev Tishbetu Shabbatchem. So then, in other words, the tinyness maybe has to be a full tinyness. So if you were allowed to eat you were allowed to eat the first half of the day till 3 in the afternoon. So then maybe in a chanami you don't have to be the rice, you don't have to fast the rest of the day, because it won't be a tainus of me'erev and erev. 1 second.
The tainus be inishi and meis leis. There's a gar be tainus shows. There's a bar. Kol shkei linyan tosefes inu lididad, shenase bar mitzvah v'tchilas el motzo yam kippur, v'shach v'zeh tosefes inu klal. He says, so it's not shaykh to speak. The kid became bar mitzvah motzo yam kippur. It's not shaykh to say this Tosefes L'gabi Inui. Because he was eating the whole day of Yom Kippur Midaraisa. So, it's not an Inui. The fact that you're not eating now, is that an Inui? It's not an Inui, you just ate lunch before. It's not an Inui. So, it's not shaykh to speak about, if you ate the whole day of Yom Kippur, because you're still caught in Midaraisa, so it's not, so you're going to wait 5 more minutes. Ah, Tosefes Inui. Narishkeit. That's not a Tosefes Inui. The fact that you're not eating now, that's not Inui. Because you ate the whole day. So it's not shaykh to speak about Tosefes Inui. If you became a bar mitzvah boy, a Motzei Yom Kippur. But Malacha is a separate thing. Malacha, you can have Tosefes. Because the fact that you did malacha on Yom Kippur because you were cotton doesn't preclude the opportunity of not doing malacha on Motzei Yom Kippur, because
The fact that you're not doing malacha now, you're not doing malacha now. But the gabbai inui, that's not called inui. You're waiting 5 more minutes if you ate the whole day. What's that? You can't cook unless a belial gamkin. See the divine shmosh of malacha kazu. We just give us yom. Yeah. Does that mean? Kach dachem give us yom in Nisan. Yeah. Language of Tosefus. Like the country, Igdil. The Melachal, okay, Nokach, Zishbetu Shabbatchem.
So he says, so Lagabi Melachal, it's trying to speak about Tosefus. So the fact that you would do Melachal Yom Kippur doesn't mean that you can't have Tosefus afterwards. Because not doing Melachal on Motzei Yom Kippur, it's still not doing malacha, even you did do malacha on Yom Kippur because you were caught. Midaraisa. But the Edo is not shy. So he says, Enachanami. He's willing to entertain the possibility that even though you didn't have Yom Kippur, you could still have Tosefus Yom Kippur malacha rea, but only Lagabi the malacha, not Lagabi the Edo. Because Lagabi the Edo, you're not, it's not shy to speak about Edo if you didn't do that. Edo at the end of Yom Kippur, Tosefus Edo, means if I fasted the whole day and I fast an extra 5 minutes, that's meaningful because that's going to be more of an inui. You know, once the end of the day comes, you know, every second is, you know, so if you're fasting 10 more minutes, that's a Tosefus Edo. But if you ate the whole day, not shy to say Tosefus Edo. So Lagabi Tosefus, there's no such thing as a Tosefus Edo if you ate on Yom Kippur, if you were caught. But Lagabi Tosefus Malacha, he thinks it's okay against the Chasam Sofer. Because the Chasam Sofer would say even Lagabi Tosefus Malacha, you don't have to do it because you weren't chayiv in the ikur of Yom Kippur, so you're not chayiv in the Tosefus. Right away. Just this mitzvah is not shaykh for you. Because there's got to be all the other mitzvahs in the Torah that are shaykh tonight, you have to do right away. But I mean, this mitzvah is not, it's not shaykh to do for you. Because this mitzvah is predicated on the fact that you observe Shabbos midaraisa or Yerachiv midaraisa. And if you don't have a chiv midaraisa, it's not shaykh.
For saying that you're not doing inoy at Tosefus inoy if you eat all day, so how does inoy at the beginning of your
Yeah, so that's an excellent question. Rabbi Albert. Meredith. He has some Meredith Akasha. How's the shaykh to speak about Tosefus at the beginning of the day of Edo?
Right before you have
just had a normal meal.
And also
Mitzvah
the entire day.
So Mitzvah the entire day. Meredith! Think well. That's there is one sheet to put there in the Achronim that the shear of Tosefus on Erev Yom Kippur is that amount of time that in the Hanami start to feel hungry. No one really follows that. But
because
he's saying, yeah. Yeah, he's Kasha. So there's one in the Achronim says like that. Yeah. Mikabel Tide, yeah.
They say that the inui aspect is not shy. Because you're not being mewuna if you just. What's the inui shy? Right. So Rabbi Harari is saying just you mekabel it. You mekabel it. No, because even if you mekabel it, it's meaningless. Here you have to be mekabel for the chal. There you don't have to be mekabel. So it's mimela, but it's not trying to speak for mimela if you ate the whole day. I'll have to show you. One of the achronim who says like you. Yeah, one of those want to say that in the Hanami, that to have to observe this, you know, you really should not eat like it's crazy, half an hour or so, you know, before.
You think that the way you
may
work is that, if, let's say you take, I don't know, half an hour to get, you know, so if you stop eating, if you write before your paper, does that mean you'll now have, you know, like half an hour earlier, so that's why.
Right up to the buzzer, then the fact that you're not eating a little early, that's not Tosefus either, just like now. I ate lunch, so I'm not eating now, but that's not Inui.
So he's saying
you have to have enough stopping before Yom Kippur that already you're feeling hungry, and then you're feeling that even before. There's one sheet like that. That answers your question, but the thing is, we don't really talk like that.
There are a lot of people eating
So what would be the Tosafos?
What, 3 p.m. Following day, let's say, until 3:30, something. 4 hours.
But the following day is not Yom Kippur. I mean, if you keep it 2 days, Yom Kippur. We're not keeping 2 days. Yeah.
Some people did that.
Yeah, some people did that. Yeah, you. Because the Achronim speak about that, but Yom Kippur has two aspects. They have the essay is over there, but then there's the lav is every second. So maybe you won't be Mekayim the essay because you ate already, so it's not going to be Me'er V'Erev. But Me'er V'Erev is not a lav. It's Me'er V'Erev Tishpatu Shabbatcha. It's an essay.
And then also, what the Pilashu Yaakov, let's say the guy, assuming that they said that the person can accept they said that. There's a minimal share, and then there's a continuous. So let's say he kept it for, let's say Rabbi Sipoy kept it for another 2 hours, and he had it. And he said, was he even tying the seventh?
What?
Let's say he kept it for another 2 hours, the Rabbi Sipoy.
Yom Kippur.
They said he kept it before, meaning he
was
tying the seventh. Now was he even tying the seventh?
Right, but he's saying that. To him, you see.
His whole issue is that it's not an Inuit, but if he was somehow doing it in an Eifet, then he was still an Inuit. Also, aren't there...
Yeah, but it's hard to say this Tosefus, that the first hour is not going to be Tosefus. Tosefus usually is connected to the Iker. Here you're going to say, was Yom Kippur, he wasn't Chayim. Then there's an hour that also is not Tosefus.
Yeah.
And then the first Tosefus, the first Kinin, the second hour. I mean, in other words, Bakara, Tosefus has to be connected to the Iker. It can't be destroyed.
Isn't it possible that the Hizma Tashatem just means that at some point in Yom Kippur you'll undergo an Inuit? Why does it have to be every second in Yom Kippur from that to be undergoing an Inuit? The Hizma Tashatem will be
right. It means the whole day. It doesn't mean one. Kippur Purim.
So for the first of all, that when he says that he's Mechali, but he's called an Inui, can you argue with that, that you know it's all one?
It's one more Chativa. Now the last thing, take a look at C. Pesach Frank on page 18, wants to know if you become a bar mitzvah on Monday, you have to make Havdalah. Because the Havdalah you made beforehand, he was a cotton. Like my son spoke at his bar mitzvah, if you become a gadol on in the middle of Sukkot, so you have to make a shachianu again, because the shachianu he made the first night, or he heard a kiddush, was on the yontif of Sukkot, but he was a cotton then, so he was a chayiv. Only maybe be tamchinuf trade the rabbanon, whatever. So does he have to repeat the shachianu on what? On Chol Hamoed, after you get a gadol. That was the shaila. So, right up, but it's online if you didn't hear the drasha. But that was the topic. And Pesach, it's also shaila Pesach, because on Pesach, if you become a gadol Chol Hamoed Pesach, so when you said Hal Shalom the first day, you were caught. And there's no Hal Shalom the rest of the. So then. Maybe you have to say Hal Shalom on the fifth day of Pesach. Because for Chaim Brisker, they said if you didn't say Hal Shalom on Pesach the first day, you say it any day. You say it the last day, right? So he wants to say, I told you my Talmud, I think it was Al-Mishai was the son, and he spoke on this, he told me, that Chief Chaim wants to suggest that maybe there's no chiyuv havdalah if you weren't chayiv in Shabbos. In other words, the whole discussion we saw about Tosef Sachareya, he says certainly havdalah, because it's shayiv to speak about chiyuv havdalah if you weren't chayiv in Shabbos. We've discussed Tosef Sachareya. What about the chiyuv havdalah? If you become a bar mitzvah on a Sunday or a Monday, do you have a chiyuv havdalah b'chol? If you weren't chayiv in Shabbos, so maybe there's no chiyuv havdalah. When we say no, Havdalah is a chiyuv. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue.